to John chapter 1. I want to read again in your hearing, beginning at verse number 1, and I'm going to read through verse number 5. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. I want to use for a subject this morning the answer to the world's chaos. The answer to the world's chaos. It was Henry Kissinger who said, "The world is in chaos. Fundamental of evil is occurring in many parts of the world simultaneously, most of which are governed by disparate principles." That's principles that are poles apart. Echoed is a song by the Temptations, sung in the 60s and the 70s, called "A Ball of Confusion." People moving out and people moving in. Why? Because of the color of their skin. Run, run, but you sure can't hide. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Vote for me, I'll set you free. Rap on, brother, rap on. Well, the only person talking about love thy brother, is the preacher. And it seems nobody's interested in learning but the teacher. Segregation, determination, demonstration, integration, aggravation, humiliation, obligation to our nation. Ball of confusion, that's what the world is today. Yay, yay, yay. round and round and round we go. Where the world's headed, nobody knows. Great Googa Mooga. Can't you hear me talking to you? Just a ball of confusion. That's what the world is today. Let me hear you. Let me hear you. Let me hear you. Ball of confusion. That's what the world is today. Chaos is complete disorder, confusion, havoc, upheaval, turmoil. Some even describe it as a three-ring circus. We today are experiencing a world that is in chaos. When you speak in terms of chaos, look at the political realm of America. It's like a three-ring circus. Terror locally, globally, is mayhem. There's a growing divide between us racially, which is nothing but madness. Violence is increasing, causing a lot of upheaval. Illnesses seem to just come into our lives with no warning, bringing a lot of disarray to the family and to one's life. There are weather extremes, the volcanic eruption in Hawaii. Looks like all hell is breaking loose. The disappearance of the rule of law is anarchy. Chaos, very persuasive, ensuing enveloping every institution. It's in the home. It's in our schools, churches, even in our government. We find ourselves asking, is there an answer to the complete disorderly, disappointing, discouraging, chaotic world in which we live? I truly believe that when John penned his gospel, he was helping us to understand that the answer to the world's problems and the chaos is Jesus himself. God, through Jesus, is the answer to the chaos in this world. But it's interesting how he developed his thought. When John began his gospel, he said, "In the beginning was the Word." Why did he tie his gospel to Genesis 1:1, which also says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth"? But John was not just trying to connect us to the origin of the world, but there is something else in Genesis 1:1 that he is connecting us to and allowing us to see just how relevant Jesus Christ is to all of us. Right after Genesis 1:1, verse number 2 seems to be out of place, for it says, "And the earth was without form, and it was void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep." And then the Bible says, "And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters." John is connecting not only verse 1, but he's also connecting us to verse number 2. Because verse number 2 is nestled between "God created the heavens and the earth." And then verse number 3 says, "And God said, let there be light." What's interesting is, why would God, when he created the heavens and the earth, why would the earth begin as a formless, void, dark, chaotic world? Nestled in that verse is the scheme of redemption. It is a gospel that says that God is the author, God is the answer to confusion, to that which is chaotic. For the Bible says the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. John wants us to know that the creation of our world, that the God that we serve is the triune God. He is the God who is the God Father, the God Son, and the God Holy Spirit. And the God that we know, who makes up this great triune, he is the answer to the chaos in the world in which we live, and he proves it by allowing that chaos to suddenly have light and then taking it and making it into a habitable place for you and I to live. When you think in terms of John is simply saying that the world has become chaotic again. And that same God that created the world has sent light again and sent his Spirit into the world again. But the problem is that instead of us responding to the light, men prefer to stay in darkness. So he wants us to know that Jesus is the answer to chaos. When the Lord came into this world, he proved it. For he went to a wedding, and suddenly it became chaotic because they ran out of food, or wine rather. And Jesus Christ, proving that he is the answer, turned water into wine, and the chaos was over. Jesus Christ met a man where there was chaos that came into his home. His son was sick, suddenly sick, and he said to Jesus that my son is sick, and Jesus said, go home. Your son liveth. And on his way home, by the time he reached home, the chaos was over. The boy was living, and the boy was well. A lame man, been lame 38 long years and brought a lot of chaos to his life. Jesus met him at the pool of Bethesda and said, take up thy bed and walk. Jesus Christ, wherever he goes, he is the answer to a chaotic world. Even in Bethany, when he went in Bethany and his good friend Lazarus was dead, Jesus wanted to show that I've got power. I've got power over death. Y'all don't have to worry about the chaos that death brings. Show me where you laid him. He said, Lazarus, come forth. And he came. God, through Christ, is the answer to chaos in a storm. When the wind was threatening to drown the apostles, the wind and the waves were chaotic. And they asked him, do you care whether we perish or not? Jesus said, peace. Be still. They tell me that the wind and the waves that were chaotic suddenly became peaceful. He is the answer to the chaos, which means that he is the bread of life. He is the light of the world. He is the resurrection and the life. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the true vine. So the world in which we live, if you ask me, what is the answer to the chaos? I tell you, Jesus is the answer. Secondly, if you notice, it is his word that brought order to a world that was chaotic. When God created everything, he did it by starting with the formless void and then shaping it with his word. Say that again, Brother Gibbs. He shaped a formless, void, dark world, but he shaped it with his word. Our lives are formless, void, dark until God's word comes into our lives to bring life and peace and beauty. And order. That same word that God used to create this world is the same word that he's using to create and recreate the chaos that we find in our world, in our lives, and in our existence today. But I want you to also understand that the opposite is true as well. When God's word departs from our lives, we descend back into chaos. When God's word is rejected, order becomes disorder. Light becomes darkness. Goodness becomes evil. Sin tears the creation apart. But it's the word of God that'll come back and recreate it. Sin decreates. But it's the word of God that creates without exception. Without exception. This is true. It's in our lives that when sin is in our lives, it unravels our families. It puts darkness into our hearts. It places us in the bondage of addictions. Adam and Eve, when they rejected God, suddenly were thrown into a chaotic world. Samson, when he allowed sin to overtake him with prostitutes, his world went into a world of chaos. You and I need to understand that the Bible is right. There are two passages that help us to understand how the word of God is his means and his answer to a world that is in chaos. Listen to what God told the children of Israel in Deuteronomy 8, 1 through 3. You read it, but I'm going to go to verse number 3 and listen to what it said. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord God. Well, what are you saying? He's simply saying this. I intentionally led you into a chaotic wilderness. I led you to a place where there was no food, where there was no water, where there was no medical aid. And I proved to you by not letting your clothes wear off on your back. I proved to you by giving you bread from heaven, manna from heaven, and water from a rock. I proved to you that I can handle any situation. And every human being needs to know that you cannot go through life and think that you're going to be without chaos and without the word of God being there to help you and to be there to bring the peace and the serenity and the success. It's only through the word of Almighty God. Prove it to you again. You ought to ask yourself, why did God create man from dust? God had the power. He didn't have to create man from dirt. God is trying to prove to us that, listen, you want to know where I got a man from? Got him from dirt. God has power to bring a man from dirt. God's got the power to heal anything and bring about success and reverse any situation because I have the power to do it. When he created woman, guess what he did? He made her from a rib. In other words, I want you to know that you are where you are because I really actually brought you from nothing. I am the answer, but I do it with my word. It's the word of God that does that. May I give you another example? Why would God take Ezekiel into a valley full of dry bones? Bones that were scattered all over the place and they were dry. And the Bible said they were very dry. Well, what did God tell Ezekiel to do? He said, Ezekiel, I need you to preach to the bones. In other words, the word of God is able to bring the chaotic bones and the scattered bones. God's word was able to bring them back together. I am convinced that if our young people would just listen to us and believe what we're saying, and that is that Jesus is the answer. God is the answer. And the word of God is the way in which all of us must live. I know that it's the same way. In other words, the word of God creates peace, whereas sin brings about the kind of result of chaos. You know, when I got up this morning, I had my clothes on and I was ready to go at a certain time because I wanted to be here early enough to greet and meet. And so as I was preparing to go out, Sister Gibbs came through and she had a dress in her hand. And I said, "Oh my God, here I am ready to go and she has a dress in her hand." And she said, "I need to earn this." And she said, "What I was preparing, you know, just not working." And so, you know, I felt something come through me. And then I got to thinking about my lesson this morning. I say, you know, the word of God, amen, won't bring about chaos. Amen. But if I say what I'm about to say and do what I'm about to do, there's going to be some chaos in here. Amen, walls and light. So I decided that I ain't going to be no, amen, amen. So I started thinking about the word of God. The word of God said, "Husband, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it." I said, "I got to love my wife." And so I took the skirt from her. Amen. I said, "You go on back there and you go on and do what else you need to do, and I'm going to iron this skirt for you, baby." Amen. Amen. Somebody ought to ask me, "What you doing?" I'm turning chaos off. Am I right about it? I was about to mess up for sure. Amen. But look how much peace came over it. She went on back there to the room and did what she had to do. No chaos. I'm up there ironing. No chaos. And I saw a wrinkle and I said, "I got to make sure I get that wrinkle out for my baby." Amen. I want her to look good. Then I got to thinking about it. I said, I remember one time I had a button. And I just sprung it on. I said, "Baby, I don't have a button for my shirt." It came off and she stopped doing what she was doing. Sewed my button on and then went back to what she was doing. That's on Sunday morning. Now I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, if we allow the word of God to permeate, that's just one example. How many situations have we messed up because we don't let the word of God dictate? God said, "Let every word of God be that which we live by. Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Live by the word and watch the chaos dissipate. It will go away. Why? Because the word of God is creative. The word of God brings about productions and brings about prosperity and brings about the kind of peace, and it brings about the thing that you and I find to be harmonious. So as I close, may I say to us, Jesus Christ is the answer to the chaos in the world. His word is the answer to the chaos. So I say to the chaotic homes, hear the word of God. I say to the dry bones in chaotic nation, hear the word of God. I say to the dry bones and the chaotic church, hear the word of God. The word of God is all powerful. And then in closing, may I say to us that the church is also that which brings order out of chaos. It is the good news that you and I must preach and share with the world in which we live. Our world is being unraveled, but you and I have the answer to it. And his name is Jesus, and it is the word of God. People have self-image problems. Tell them Jesus is the answer. People in our world have life issues. Tell them that Jesus Christ is the answer to all of this. God has made us to be part of a ministry of reconciliation. God wants us to be a part of bringing order to disorder. And that's the way we have to do it in our lives as we preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Please understand that all of the circumstances that you and I find ourselves in, the Lord God is all powerful, all knowing, all present, never changing. He is one who has a perfect plan. The Lord's arm is not too short that it cannot save. Neither is his ear heavy that it cannot hear. If a man would just hear the word of God, God will be able to bring peace in his life. Please, ladies and gentlemen, ask yourself, am I part of the problem or am I part of the solution? You got to ask yourself, am I a bridge builder or am I a roadblock to what God has to offer? I decided this morning I was going to be a bridge over troubled waters. I helped my wife get over that bridge, over those troubled waters, and we came to service. No chaos. But if I had been a roadblock, brother, we'd have had all kind of issues. She'd have been looking at me cross-eyed. But I had to decide, I am a bridge. I am not a roadblock. And I'm asking you this morning, ask yourself, am I helping God? Am I helping the Lord? Am I being a bridge or am I being a roadblock to what the Lord has asked of us as we help this world in which we live? I pray that the lesson has been helpful. I pray that all of us here are desirous of making this world a better place. But we can't make it better without Jesus. We cannot make it better without the Word of God. Come on, let's recommit ourselves to the Word of God. Let's believe in this Jesus that we talk about. Let's let the world know that what he's done for me, he'll do for you. But you're going to have to trust him and apply it to your own life before you can help somebody else. I'm a living witness that the Lord is able to bring us out of darkness into light. He can bring us out of sadness into happiness and joy. The Lord can bring us out of death into salvation and into the very blessing of life itself. I'm asking you to join me, join one another, carrying the word of God and making this world a better place. It won't come from Washington. It will not come from, it won't come from Austin, Texas. Our schools are in chaos because they took the word of God out of it and they took prayer out of it. We're going to have to learn. You can't even say the Ten Commandments anymore. And look what's happening in our school. Take God out, chaos comes in. Put God back in, God will restore it and God will bring it back together. Powerful word of God will do that for every one of us. Will you hear the word that was made flesh, who is Jesus Christ our Lord? Believe in him. You believe in him. Repent of your sin. Confess Christ to be the Son of God. Buried with him in the water of grave of baptism, which is for the remission of sin. And then when you come up, you'll be a brand new creation. That's what the Bible says, 2 Corinthians 5 and verse number 17. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Amen. So the Lord is in the recreating business. That's why he came. When he came as the life of men, as the light of men. And I pray that you will allow that light and that life to transform your life right now. Will you come to him? Come right now while together we stand and sing. Will you come?
I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allured my sight. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. The greatest, highest, I will come to thee.